Democrat John Ossoff to campaign with pro-amnesty, sanctuary city Julian Castro. By Sean Moran on December 7, 2020. Georgia Senate Democrat candidate John Ossoff will campaign Monday with former Obama Housing and Urban Development (HUD) Secretary Julian Castro, who has called for amnesty for illegal aliens alongside a government health plan, and supports Medicare for All. Ossoff will campaign for Castro at a Latinos for Ossoff voter registration rally at 11 a.m. ET in Lilburn, Georgia. The fight for health care, jobs, justice, and so much more starts at the ballot box, the event description reads. John Burke, the Purdue Communications Director, said in a statement on Monday that it should not surprise voters that Ossoff would campaign with an open borders Democrat such as Castro. He said, "It's no surprise that John Ossoff, who proudly supports sanctuary cities, would welcome an open borders radical like Julian Castro on the campaign trail. Ossoff's making no attempt to hide his support for a far-left immigration agenda that would destroy our border and leave Georgia families less safe. Ossoff is telling us who he really is. We should believe him." Castro's rally for Ossoff raises questions about the former HUD secretary's beliefs, including his pro-amnesty views. Castro's presidential platform has called to expand the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) amnesty program to provide a pathway to citizenship. His platform also includes a pathway to citizenship for those who come to the United States under the Temporary Protected Status (TPS). "We need a pathway to full and equal citizenship for the 11 million people living here peacefully and contributing to our culture and our economy," Castro wrote in 2019. Castro said in 2019 that he does not see amnesty as an extreme option and believes illegal immigrants should be covered in a government-run health plan. The former Barack Obama cabinet member also supports Medicare for All. Castro believes in a federal assault weapons ban, which would be achieved through a voluntary buyback program. Castro is also open to eliminating the Senate filibuster, which would allow a Democrat-controlled Senate to pass legislation with a simple majority. This would give Democrats more leeway to pass leftist legislation. Castro also supports granting Washington, D.C. statehood, which would likely give Democrats two more senators in Congress' upper chamber. In June, the Texas-born Democrat also said that local law enforcement should not enforce federal immigration law because it would betray the bonds of trust police have with the community. Castro told the Georgia College Democrats, "I don't think it's the role of local law enforcement to enforce federal immigration law. It is important that there be bonds of trust between local law enforcement and local communities. We can't live in a society where people are afraid to call the police while someone's being assaulted in their home, because everyone's going to get their papers checked when the local PD arrives." Bhavin Patel, the Georgia College Democrats president, told the Washington Free Beacon he took Castro's comments to be an endorsement of sanctuary cities. Castro also supports the Green New Deal. His own climate plan would cost $10 trillion, which would aim to have all electricity in the United States be renewable by 2035, or 15 years from now. This is not the first time that Ossoff has campaigned with a Democrat who has made controversial remarks. Georgia Democrats Raphael Warnock and Ossoff campaigned with Representative Hank Johnson, DGA, who in 2016 compared Israeli settlers to termites. John Burke, the Purdue Communications Director, said in a statement on Monday that it should not surprise voters that Ossoff would campaign with an open borders Democrat such as Castro. "It's no surprise that John Ossoff, who proudly supports sanctuary cities, would welcome an open borders radical like Julian Castro on the campaign trail. Ossoff's making no attempt to hide his support for a far-left immigration agenda that would destroy our border and leave Georgia families less safe. Ossoff is telling us who he really is. We should believe him." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.